pretty seamless exit of the building and left turn, I might, if I do say so myself. Oh, man. Shit, I just had a minute there where I thought it was Friday and got really excited, but it's not. It's been a very confusing week. Should be, you're right, it should be Friday.
Make you up and down your back, 'cause I'm that freak, I'm freaky like that. Freak nasty, wanna see.
A lot of bikes. How are we doing this? Doing this like this. Okay, we're gonna do this like this. So that remaster seems good. It also has the DLC in it. So it's, you know, if you're starting a new game with the DLC, you end up getting a car that can transform between the three different types of boost with a click of the left stick, and it's a very useful car, and it really disrupts the progression because you just have all these fucking way sicker cars than the cars you start with. And so with that stuff on hand, like the whole process of like unlocking additional cars and like, oh, I got to hit all the billboards to get the cool car I like, the Carbon XJ, whatever the fuck it was, kind of don't need that anymore. And it's kind of, yeah, it's kind of messed up. Like, the first time you go back to a junkyard, it just shows you, like, 12 cars. And I was like, oh, right, bikes. Right, I forgot all about this shit. But, it seems like the same game. It seems like they took an extremely light touch with it in terms of just, like, changes they would make. It doesn't seem like they've changed the gameplay or like, the menu structure. Like, it's still, like, push right on the D-pad to bring out this menu and Freeburn Online and do this other stuff. And, like, all that stuff seems identical. Which is cool, I think, you know, 10 years of thinking about it, I think there's maybe a better way to handle some of the player matching and some of the stuff to complete the free burn challenges. I think there's probably a better way to handle that stuff if you were willing to do the work. But that's more of a missed opportunity than anything else, I think. It seems the same, or at least, actually, I guess I should say, it seems the same, because
the game is not out yet, and I was not able to actually get into any Freeburn stuff with other human players, so I can't tell you for sure that it works identically, but it sure seems like it does. I think that thing will be out tomorrow for, like, EA Access players on Xbox. I think they get to start playing it tomorrow. I'm not positive. Is DJ... Yes. Is Do Automatica still... Yes. Do Autonomica is still the DJ. Yes. DJ Atomica is still... All that stuff is the same. They did not re-record it. Runs great, looks nice. I don't know, I have not played it on a 4K TV yet, but playing it on an Xbox One X on a 1080 TV, it's sharper. Like, you look at it and go like, oh, okay, like, the text is a little bit easier to make out on signs and stuff. It's fairly subtle, I'd say. Like, playing it, I'm like, yeah, this reads as Burnout Paradise. This looks exactly like Burnout Paradise. Doesn't look like dramatically different. Got good particle effects when you're sparking and scraping off walls and shit. Like, that stuff looks nice. Like, it's, yeah. They made that game. They put that game back out. And it's good. It seems like it has camera support, too. I didn't have a camera hooked up because it's, you know, because who the fuck does anymore? But it seems like it does. I'm not sure. Maybe it doesn't. Maybe it doesn't, and they just reused the same VO instead of recording new stuff, but it just pulls my, like, Xbox account picture, my fancy hamburger man, and then says, this will have to do for now, but it doesn't say, like, I'm trying to remember if the original game said, like, if you had a camera, you could do something good with it. I feel like it said that. I could be wrong, but I thought it said, like, hey, you should hook up a camera. But this one definitely did not, so I wonder. Find a connect. No, I know you could take a license pick. I'm just, trying to remember if it had dialogue in there that said, hey, if you had a camera, you could take a picture. If you didn't have a camera hooked up, I feel like it said that, but I could be crazy. Because, like I said, this one definitely did not say, hey, if you had a camera, you could do some shit. I'll find a connect, I guess. Maybe try that. It definitely pointed out to you? Okay. Then maybe this version doesn't have camera support. Because otherwise they would have left that bit in about, hey, plug in a camera. New songs? Not that I heard, but I'd have to, like, look at it real closely to know for sure. The song I cared about is in there, so Oh, go, you mother... Super Mario Maker is another Wii U port we are missing on the Switch. And I guess, what a Wonderful 101? Someone would probably want that.
Be able to face.
Meme Run. Yeah, that's right. That's another big Wii U game that hasn't made it over yet. I think the studio that put out Funky Barn is working on another project right now. I think they're working on it's a VR thing. I'm pretty sure it's not a spiritual successor to Funky Barn in VR, though. I feel so fucking out of it, man. I guess I need to maybe just see about some allergy medication, but I feel like anytime I take that, I feel way worse, just like cloudy, just not together, not on my shit. But honestly, most of this week I've felt that way. I thought maybe I was getting sick because like a ton of people in the office have been sick, but not anyone near us except for Jason, and he's been out. I think he got something else, not even the stuff that's going around the office, so. Ugh. just fucking can't focus. Split Zyrtec? Yeah, maybe that's the way to go. I don't know. Brad is a long-time allergy sufferer, and so whenever this shit comes up, because I've never had it real bad. I was talking to him today. Maybe I should get some fucking Flonase or something. See how that goes. It is dangerously foggy here on the Golden Gate Bridge. Like, people are actually driving slow. So you know it's dangerous. People are like, oh, fuck. Base. Yeah, let's hear some 69 Boys tracks that aren't Tootsie Roll. Hey Siri, play some video game music.
I found two for you to choose from. Video game music for studying, nature relaxation, collection 1, or video game music for studying, nature relaxation, collection 3. Which game music?
Video game music for studying.
I found two for you to choose from. Video game music for studying, nature relaxation, collection 1, or video game music for studying, nature relaxation, collection 3. Which video game music for studying?
The first one.
Sorry, I couldn't find anything called the...
Oh, you fucking suck.
Cars to go. I hear you. Hit it.
Siri.
Not finding anything for game soundtrack.
That almost seemed to imply that it knew what I was asking, but just didn't have anything to offer. Hey Siri. Shuffle all the songs in the game genre.
I can't shuffle songs on radio.
Not listen. No. Hey Siri. Play songs in the game genre.
Playing Game of Love by Bon Sheep Bon Genre.
Nailed it. Ow. Hey Siri, shuffle all my music.
Playing all songs. Shuffled.
Dumb thing is, like, the thing I wanted, the thing I was asking it for was, like, three presses away. Like, not that hard. It seems like the sort of thing that you should be able to do with your voice. Not that I have a good collection of video game music, but... I was mostly just curious to see if I could make it happen. The answer was no. We'll be right back. Cops, cops, cops. It was fun. Versions of old Capcom games are funny because they just sound like what they would have done if they ported Magic Sword to Sega CD or something. Bumps.
You're doing great. Man, I'm home. And not a moment too soon. I'll see you later. Everybody have a good night. And then we'll do it again, I guess, tomorrow is Friday, not today.